Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 36. The Problem of Unrealized Sin. Committee actions, polished programs, or high-pressure promotion can never truly motivate. Truth must be the vehicle, reaching human hearts, for only truth can penetrate the secret recesses of Laodicea's soul. The Lord has in reserve a means of motivation that will be fully effective. Something happened at Pentecost which fueled the early church with phenomenal spiritual energy. It must and will happen again. That fantastic motivation flowed naturally out of a unique repentance. No sin in all time was more horrendous than that which those people were guilty of, murdering the Son of God. Mankind's deep-seated enmity against God had finally produced its full fruitage. But they were only our surrogates, acting on our behalf. By nature, we are no less guilty simply because by accident we were born many centuries later. Sin has always been enmity against God, but no one ever fully understood its dimensions until the Holy Spirit drove the truth home to the hearts of Peter's audience that 50th day after the resurrection. The realization of their guilt came over them like a flood. Theirs was no petty seeking for security or reward in heaven, nor was it a craven search to evade punishment. The cross of the ages was towering over them, and their human hearts responded to its reality. A repentance like that of Pentecost is what Christ calls for from us today. It will come, like a lost vein of gold in the earth that must surface again in another place. Our hazy, indistinct idea of repentance can produce only what we see today, hazy, indistinct devotion, lukewarmness. Like medicine taken in quantities sufficient to produce a concentration in the bloodstream, our repentance must be comprehensive, full range, in order for the Holy Spirit to do a fully effective work. This full spectrum of repentance is included in the everlasting gospel. But its clearest definition has been impossible until now, as history reaches the last of the seven churches. The original word repentance means a looking back from the perspective of the end, metanoia, from meta after, and nous mind. Thus, repentance can never be complete until the end of history. Like the great day of atonement, its full dimension must be a last day experience. To that moment in time we have now come. Unless our veiled eyes can see the depth of our sin as identical to that of Peter's congregation at Pentecost, only a veneer repentance can be possible. This in turn can produce only more generations of lukewarm church members, and thus intensify the Lord's problem. Repenting only of superficial sin leaves a deep stratum of further alienation which remains unrealized, unconfessed, and therefore unhealed. It is not enough that sin be legally forgiven. It must also be blotted out. This problem of unrealized sin pervades the entire church in all lands, and its practical effects weaken the witness of every congregation. The good news is that the gracious Spirit of God will convict His people of that deep reality. Then He will be able to give the gift of ultimate repentance. His giving only awaits our willingness to receive. The issue is not the assurance of our own personal salvation, but the honor and vindication of the one who purchased our salvation.